Welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead, part of Not Bound Living. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your support and your time, and I'm super excited to launch this podcast. So who and what is Hippie Dyslexic Homestead? As part of my Not Bound Living company, I wanted to produce a podcast that complemented the website. So let's talk about the name, Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Let's talk about the first part, Hippie. I was called a hippie since I can remember. It's because of the way I think about nature and holistic living. While some people may think the word hippie, as in the hippie movement from the 1960s, I find that most people use the term today to describe a person that lives a holistic or natural lifestyle or alternative from the modern ideas of what society is. So during this podcast, we are going to discuss some of that. Things like foraging, wildcrafting, essential oils, herbs, and other approaches to a hippie lifestyle. The second part of the name, dyslexic. This refers to the fact that I'm dyslexic with ADHD and my family has dyslexia. My kids, husband, my dad, brothers, sisters, my husband's family, kind of everybody it seems like. So we're going to discuss things like dyslexia, but this is also going to include things like dyscalculia, dysgraphia, and education, homeschooling, our struggles, our strengths, and a lot more. Just living in a dyslexic lifestyle and accepting it and appreciating it. The last part of the name, homestead. I chose homestead to refer to home-centric approaches from gardening, DIYs, animal care, and just being more self-sustainable. I will share what I do on a daily basis and what's going on in our small homestead. So you're going to get updates daily, maybe some very exciting things, and maybe just some normal low-key things. My goal is to show you that it can be done, and it's really not too difficult when you try to learn all these new things, as I've only been a homesteader for a year now, and I have definitely learned a lot. I want to tell you a little bit about me as well. So I am married with two amazing children, now in their teens. My husband and I are going on our 17th anniversary this year. And over this last 17 years, we have moved from state to state and we have traveled to 49 states, 5 Canadian provinces, and Belize. It has been so great for our homeschooling family. While moving is definitely one reason we homeschool, it is not our only reason. One of our biggest reasons we continue to homeschool is that both of my children are dyslexic. And giving them the education that supports their learning style is very important for my family. I went to school to get a master's in special needs education and Orton-Gilliam certified teacher. I started a tutoring business to help children with dyslexia and also help my own children through various ways to support their learning styles. During this time in training, I realized I have dyslexia. It helped me understand why I have always thought differently and how it makes me a good teacher because I understand how things work in interconnecting in our lives. I can relate all that information to understandable text to people I teach because I don't think of it in a normal or in a typical way. I really do think in an out-of-box type of way. And the way I think also plays into how I think about natural or a hippie lifestyle. I was not raised holistically or in a natural lifestyle at all. But I always questioned the world around me and I didn't quite understand the world I did live in. I was always a bit unique and probably a bit odd and a bit weird, to be honest. And I just didn't fit in this whole modern idea of life. And I truly embraced a more natural lifestyle with curiosity about how everything works together in our lives. And this natural way of life and thinking, I really have propelled this understanding and love for wildcrafting, foraging, making teas and tinctures and salves. I use essential oils, herbs, foods, plants, and just about everything from nature to really ensure that I am embracing a holistic understanding and approach to our lifestyle. And that hasn't been easy to figure out as there's not a whole lot of information out there and some of it is false. So I'm constantly researching and trying things and deciding what is working for me and my family. With this information and knowledge, I also help other people. So I teach people how to make changes in their homes and help families be more healthy. And I enjoy walking around and teaching them about plants and things that they can find free around them and things that you wouldn't even know that are very healing or helpful and things that are not. So just making small little changes can really make a big difference in your life. I am also a trained herbalist and aromatherapist, and I have years' experience in the fitness and nutrition industry. And with all of this information and love of learning that I have, it really helps me understand how all of it really does work together in our lives. And I want to share that with you. I want to help you make those connections and be embraced and uplifted to make those changes. And we finally decided to settle down and finally start our dream of living as homesteaders. This has been a dream of mine for so long. And every time we moved, unfortunately, I had to pack up my garden, or maybe I didn't even start a garden because I knew we would only be living somewhere for 6 months or sometimes less. 1 year, we actually lived in 4 states in a 12-month period. So this has been so exciting for us, and I am so thrilled that we have been here for a year, and having the opportunity to homestead has just been such an amazing experience so far. And yes, it's a lot of hard work, and I have made so many mistakes, but I have learned so much, and I want to share that with you. And I also want to give you the tools to be able to know how to have a garden in your small apartment, or if you do move like me, I want to be able to share with you some tips and tricks that I've done in the past to try to support my family through herbs and food that I have grown in small areas. And all these things and the mistakes I have learned, I want to share those with you. Like, some things I didn't know were like, what was a cucumber beetle? And how do I know what a broody hen is? And how do I get her accepted chicks? And do I need to actually take the eggs out and incubate them? Or can I let the chicken raise her own chicks? So much information. I also grew my knowledge of gardening. I used to garden in containers or in a small raised garden. But this year I expanded that small raised garden into a large garden. And I have planted trees and bushes. And there's just so many things that I have learned along the way, and I want to share those with you, encourage you to try new techniques, and see how the different plants have worked in my experience. I have also had the opportunity to forage and wildcraft on my property. I love to share that information and help inspire you to look at maybe trying foraging or wildcrafting, or get to know a different herb. Perhaps you've never heard of a partridge berry. Where do I find that? What does it look like? And what is it good for? And I just really want to share all of my information with you to inspire you to have a home-centric, holistic approach to your life as a dyslexic. Or maybe you're just here for the dyslexia stuff, or you're just here for the home-centric ideas. But either way, I want to be able to share that with you. It gives you tips, tricks along that way. So I hope you join me daily to learn about the hippie dyslexic homestead journey. Please subscribe to my channel to get notifications and head over to my new website, Not Bound Living, to get resources and updates. I will also share things like my free curriculums and free lesson plans and just information that I think that would be useful for you. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you next time. Bye.